Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. And again, this is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. Got a full room this morning here. I'm going to be talking with Joy Paith, the CEO of AgeSmart Community Resources, Tom Welge, President and CEO of Gilster Mary Lee Corporation, and Dr. David Chung of Sparta Community Hospital, a family medical practitioner, and then Coach Matt Kendall from Columbia High School. I'll be talking this morning. So welcome, everyone.
Morning.
Morning.
So I guess, Joy, what are we going to be talking about today? I know it's vaccines and boosters.
Right. Well, AgeSmart Community Resources is the local area agency on aging. We provide multiple services like the Senior Center and Meals on Wheels and things like that, which are most recognizable. But we have been very concerned about how COVID has impacted the lives of older adults. So just for example, people over 65 make up 18% of the population, but people over 65 make up 80% of the COVID deaths in the country. So that's significant. So we want to do everything we do to keep people safe, get back to normal, you know, so everybody can see those grandbabies and give them all big hugs.
Right. So, all right, I'll tell you what, we got a commercial break here. We'll go ahead and throw that in real quick, and we'll come back and get started on this topic. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. We'll be right back. Welcome back. 9:34. And I'm Jeff, and this is The People Speak, and talking today with Joy Paith from AgeSmart Community Resources, Dr. David Chung, Tom Welge, Coach Matt Kendall also with us via Skype phone this morning. So again, everyone, welcome. And mentioned briefly, Joy, what we were going to talk about. I'll let you kind of go with what direction you want to take.
Thank you. We just really want to take control of COVID and not let COVID take control of us. I think we're all ready to get our lives back to normal and keep our families safe and do all the things that we're used to doing. And it's so interesting. We've seen so many older adults that have been in their homes for so long and finally getting out to have dinner with friends and saying we've how important it was to stay connected. And we were always worried about social isolation with older adults prior to the pandemic, but we really saw how important it was to stay connected, because social isolation is just about as dangerous to somebody's health as smoking one pack of cigarettes a day.
Yeah, that I didn't realize it was that, but it, yeah, it I guess it's I mean, it's affected everyone, and especially our businesses, our companies, and that Tom, that's as far as with you, I know it's probably had a pretty big impact over in Gilster Mary Lee.
Yeah, it has certainly. You know, I was thinking coming in today, we're just about 2 years from the date when it all changed for us. And, you know, at Gilster Mary Lee, we were hit hard and hit early in the pandemic. And what was particularly frightening at that point was we didn't know a lot about, you know, how you protected yourself, how the virus spread. And, you know, certainly the knowledge evolved over time. But the past 2 years have been difficult, not just for Gilster Mary Lee, but many local businesses and businesses across the world, literally. And, you know, we're still feeling the effects of the past 2 years. When you go to the grocery store and your favorite product is not there, it's because of COVID. It's because of the supply chain disruption that so many folks taken out of the workforce you know, caused. And, you know, as a business early on in the pandemic, we were very committed to getting our employees vaccinated, or rather, I should say, making the vaccine available to them.
Right.
I personally, and as a company, you know, it's a personal choice, but we think, given all the facts, taking the vaccine boosters, if they're recommended for you, is the absolute best thing to do. Masks protect you when you have a mask on. Hand sanitizer works for so long, but the vaccine is the only thing that protects you 24 hours a day. And so we were very aggressive in getting the vaccine into our facilities to those that wanted to take it. I think we did a good job, had a good participation rate, not 100%, right? But we continue to message everybody, not just our employees, but the communities where we operate, that the vaccine is really the best defense we have, because I think, and I'm sure the doctor will agree, COVID's going to be around now for some time, and hopefully it gets less and less of a threat. But one way we can ensure that, and particularly for our older citizens, is if we become vaccinated.
Right, right. Speaking of Dr. Chung, how is this? I mean, obviously a lot more people being sick at the same time, you know, kind of taxes the hospitals and medical facilities.
Yeah, I'm employed at Sparta Community Hospital. I cover some weekends, and it's heartbreaking to see people pass away from COVID-19. I've been involved in two patients who passed away in January at Sparta, who were both unvaccinated. And the big question I have in my mind is, if they were vaccinated, could this hospitalization been prevented? And it's really sad to talk to the families. And, you know, once COVID-19 affects the lungs or affects the kidneys or causes sepsis, the rates of making it through that is pretty low. With the stress of multiple people being infected in January, there was a very hard time transferring patients to ICUs because hospitals were busy and full with patients who were sick. And even though the Omicron variant seemed to be milder, unfortunately, our patients who are over 65 definitely still seeing patients admitted to the hospital and unfortunately passing away from the disease. And that's kind of the focus of the vaccines now. I think in the beginning of the research studies for the messenger RNA vaccines, we had over 94% efficacy rate for both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was 66% effective in the initial trials. But that was before the Delta and now the Omicron variants are around. And unfortunately, as we probably all have seen, the people still catching the disease despite being vaccinated. But the vaccine is still very effective at keeping people out of the hospital and preventing severe disease. And so just looking at the CDC website for today in February, it was five times more likely to be hospitalized if you were unvaccinated compared to being vaccinated. And if you had the booster, you were actually seven times less likely to be hospitalized. So that's a very good protection from a hospitalization. So even though if you're vaccinated and boosted and still caught COVID-19, your chance of being hospitalized is a lot less than if you're unvaccinated. A lot of people ask me, well, now that I have had COVID-19 and I had mild symptoms, should I get vaccinated? And the vaccine does provide additional protection. There was a study in Kentucky on a CDC website as well that it was 2.34 times odds more likely to get COVID again if you weren't vaccinated. So the vaccine after getting COVID-19 does improve your odds of not getting the disease again. So the big message that I want to convey to my patients and to the public in Randolph County is that the vaccines are very safe and effective, and really if it's can keep you out of hospital, also to prevent you to spread it to a loved one who is at higher risk for being hospitalized, you really should get the vaccine. The chances of a rare serious side effect is very low, a lot less than the complications from the disease itself. And I've also seen patients who had COVID-19 and survived, but are still very weak, can't smell, have shortness of breath, chest pains. So the long-haul COVID problem is a real disease, and unfortunately, I've had patients who caught it over a year ago still having effects from COVID-19. So the vaccines seem to be also helpful to prevent that long-haul COVID as well.
All right. Thanks, Doctor. Another area, you know, we've talked about business, we've talked about medical area. Also schools. I mean, obviously a lot of schools have been closed down for a period of time last year, year before, and that pretty much everyone's back in session now. But Coach Matt Kendall from Columbia High School, Coach, could you give us a little insight on what it was like being in school during the pandemic?
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on. It was definitely a wild ride. Like Tom said a little bit earlier, you know, we're 2 years into this now. March 17th was our first day out of school in Columbia when they said, you know what, we're going to take 2 weeks off and we're going to see how this thing kind of progresses. And, you know, I remember the feeling of the students and even the teachers. You're like, okay, we got a 2 week spring break type thing here. Let's test it out with these one-to-one Chromebooks and, you know, we'll see everybody at the beginning of April. And obviously those 2 weeks turned into the rest of the school year, and then obviously starting last year, you know, fully masked, half days, all that kind of stuff. It's definitely taken its toll on our students, on our athletes, and on the faculty and staff as well.
Yeah.
But I do think we are trending in the right direction at this point.
You're a coach, and what kind of effect did it have on sports in school?
Well, obviously, at the very beginning, the class of 2020, the graduating class of 2020, they really got the short end of the stick because all of their spring sports, they were just canceled. There was no practices, no tryouts, no matches, no games, no state playoffs or anything like that. And then when we finally got into last school year, cats and dogs at home. My wife just had a baby on Monday, so
congratulations.
We're sitting here trying to keep everybody sane. You know, once we did start, starting school sports start to get back in session, then it became a thing where, okay, now you can have two spectators per athlete at the game and only home games. You know, our parents were not allowed to travel to away games that were located in indoor facilities and vice versa as well. And that's just brutal for the kids, you know. The ones playing, not being able to play for anybody in front of anybody, and even the ones that don't play near as much, just having that support and the atmosphere of, being in a packed gymnasium type situation.
Right. I imagine you were talking about the cancellation of the spring season, and for the senior players, that would have probably been the most devastating because that would have been their last opportunity.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that was the class of 2020. I coached baseball in the spring, and we actually had tryouts 2 weeks prior to the original shutdown. And no matches yet. And here's some kids, you know, who have aspirations of potentially going on to play college sports, not just baseball. This is for anybody that plays a spring sport, track, softball, girls soccer. And unfortunately, you know, it couldn't take place.
Did we have something we wanted to throw in here?
Yes, I just want to give some facts about the COVID-19 vaccines. So COVID-19 vaccines, there are three available, the Pfizer vaccine, Moderna, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I've been generally recommending the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine because of the efficacy was very high. Even though it's a two-shot series instead of one, the efficacy was over 94% on initial trials. People ask about the booster shots. So everyone age 12 and older, and after 5 months after the last dose of the COVID vaccine, is eligible for a booster shot. So that's that third shot. If you're immunocompromised, you actually are eligible for a fourth shot 6 months after that third shot. The booster is preferably the messenger RNA vaccine, either the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine. So if you've had a Johnson & Johnson vaccine, go ahead and get a booster shot. Actually, you just only need 2 months after that Johnson & Johnson vaccine to get that booster shot. If you're a teenager over 12 years of age, that you the only available vaccine is the Pfizer vaccine for the booster shot. So a lot of people ask me, well, how are these vaccines work? Do they change my DNA? And they do not change your DNA. These are messenger RNA, which is a code to make a protein. So when you get the vaccine, this messenger RNA goes into the cell, and then your body makes a protein that's exactly like the spike protein that the COVID-19 has. So our own immune system responds to that and makes antibodies so that when you get exposed to COVID-19 for real, then your body is quick to respond by making those antibodies and decreasing the spread and replication of the virus. So our rate here in Randolph County is a 52% vaccine rate currently, and booster rate is at 22%. And definitely that's lower than the percentage rate in Illinois, which is close to 80%. So we got a long way to go to get vaccinated. And really, the vaccine is very cost effective. The vaccine is free and is given at the local pharmacy, such as Walmart or the health department. And you can contact Walmart or the health department either online to get an appointment. And the vaccine is no cost to you. They will watch you after getting the vaccine for 15 minutes, make sure there's no reaction, immediate reaction to it. So it's only $19 per shot for the government. But if you've been hospitalized, the cost of being hospitalized, if you're over 40, is roughly $78,000 of the cost to you or to the government if you don't have insurance. If you're under 40, the cost was $51,000 if you were hospitalized on average. So I really encourage people who have not gotten the COVID-19 vaccine to go ahead and get it. It can give you good protection from hospitalization, and it can really help prevent your loved one who is at higher risk from catching it. As we've heard, there's a lot of disruption in both the business world and the school world and the senior world of this disease, and I think we're all tired of dealing with this disease for the last 2 years, but the disease doesn't care if we're tired of it. It's still around, and I'm so glad that the number of cases have gone down recently, but we've seen that happen last year as well. Around March last year, we saw a lot of a lot less cases, but unfortunately, Delta variant came around in August, September, August, and really made a lot of people sick. So so again, strongly encourage the listeners to get their COVID-19 vaccine if they haven't gotten it.
All right. I'll tell you what, we're going to have the break here. We'll go ahead and throw that in real quick and get that out of the way, and we will come back and talk some more here on the People Speak right after this. Welcome back. Again, I'm Jeff, and talking with Joy, Dr. Chung, Tom Welge, Coach Matt Kendall today, talking about COVID-19 vaccines. And Dr. Chung, there's a lot of talk out there about, you know, should kids get it? I mean, it seems to have hit in the older population harder, but yet, you know, I mean, is there, I guess, a good reason why kids should be vaccinated as well?
Oh, absolutely. So the Pfizer vaccine is indicated under emergency use authorization for ages 5 and older. And kids definitely get COVID-19. A long time ago, it's discussed that, well, kids don't get sick from COVID-19. But in fact, kids do get sick from COVID-19. And some end up in the hospital, especially if they're immunocompromised or have special needs. But one of the big things that we have to also consider is a child is part of a family, and the family, and especially with Omicron variant, is very contagious, and the impact to the whole family cannot be underestimated. Multiple family members can get sick and miss work, miss school, also could spread potentially to our loved ones who live at the care centers or are elderly. And I have a situation of a grandparent visiting with a four-year-old child, and did not know that four-year-old child had COVID-19, had no symptoms, but unfortunately caught it directly from the grandchild and passed away 7 days later. And those are situations that it's so heartbreaking for the family. And so when we vaccinate our children, we are, yes, protecting our children from COVID-19, but also can help prevent the spread of COVID-19 to their loved ones. A lot of parents ask me, so what about the side effects for the vaccine for my child? And the vaccine is, again, I restate, is very safe. The small risk of myocarditis it sounds scary, but the risk is extremely low. And definitely I've seen kids who've had COVID-19 have symptoms of chest pain and shortness of breath. And if they had the vaccine, hopefully that can prevent that. The risk of myocarditis, again, is very low and usually very mild and short-lived. So I encourage all my patients who are five and up to get the vaccine. My own daughter has had the vaccine at age 16 when it was first available and gotten her booster shot as well. The kids' lives are highly affected by this pandemic of not being able to go to school when they've been sick or been exposed, missing out on special occasions such as playing sports or performing in concerts, and it's been extremely disruptive, obviously, to everyone's life. But the vaccine's part of the solution, is not a barrier to getting our lives back.
Okay. We'll switch over here to Matt real quick. Matt, what about at the school as far as the vaccines? I mean, do you know, is it something that's being done at the school, or how is that working?
We've been doing a lot of the close contact things with trying to track, was a student in class with another student who was positive for COVID for longer than 15 minutes within a 6-foot radius. And so one of the biggest thing with getting the vaccine was, if you were vaccinated, you had no reason to go home and quarantine for 10 days or until you had two negative tests over a 24-hour time span. So what we've seen, as time has progressed, is that the more students that are getting the vaccine, obviously, the less students we have out of school. So that has been an approach in Columbia. And I know it was the approach of a lot of the other schools in the area as well. I have a lot of teacher friends that say, our numbers are finally starting to dwindle because, kids are getting that vaccine and we're just seeing less cases. Thank God.
Right, right. Tom, you said you had a program that was put in place, too, as far as that where your employees had the vaccine available.
Yeah, we tried to make it as easy and convenient for our employees to get vaccinated, and we will continue to, to encourage people to do that. It's the best way to ensure the economic security, not only of our business, but our communities and the whole nation. And so we continue to think that's the best thing to do. I'd add, I have also teenage boys. They are both vaccinated. They are both boosted. They wanted to take the vaccine. I'm very proud of them for recognizing the value in that in their lives and the lives of their parents and grandparents.
Right, right. So it's important. And Joy, we're just about out of time, but if you wanted to kind of tie things together, I guess.
Sure. So I have to say that Illinois seniors rock, because 87.6% of them have been vaccinated. So that's really incredible. So it's like, let's do everything we can to take control of COVID.
Okay. All right. Well, Joy, Dr. Chung, Tom, and everyone, and Coach Coach Matt Kendall from the Columbia as well. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right. And of course, Jennifer over there from Sparta Hospital is just kind of supervising things, I guess. From the thank you all for being here. And again, if anyone has any questions, I'm sure they can get in contact with their medical professional, and they could probably get more information from AgeSmart as well.
Right. If they need help getting a vaccine in their homes, if they don't know where to go, we have a listing for all of the 7 Metro East counties, and they just can call AgeSmart at 618-222-2561.
All right. Well, that'll wrap things up. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.